Well, joining me now is Jane Alton, a numerologist. She studies numbers and the way they can impact us in our everyday lives. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me a bit more about numerology then. How does this work?
Numerology is the father of modern numerology is Pythagoras, and that's like 600 years before Christ was born. So numerology has been around a long time.
So it's a search for the mathematical patterns in life.
Sort of. I mean, we use numbers every day. They're very powerful, useful tools, but they're actually sacred symbols. They actually represent energies and cycles within cycles, etc. So it's the energies behind the numbers. The theory is we all choose to be born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete what we're here to do, our unique bit of the puzzle. And numerology is about, you know, our unique bit of the puzzle, if you like.
So what does the 12th of the 12th of the 12th do to that?
Well, we've got lots of 12 energy. 1, 2, 3 is quite a magical number in terms of numerology. The 1 is masculine, the 2 is feminine, 3 is all about bringing joy into people's lives. The 1, 2, 3 is all about cooperative ventures, the masculine, the feminine working together. So it's a brilliant day to get married, government, etc. as well. It's all very positive with regard to cooperative ventures. It's brilliant on communication. The 3 is all about communication. The actual mission for today's date is an 11, which is a master energy, which is about amazing wisdoms coming through on the 2 of emotion.
So what should we be doing with today? How should we make the best of this?
Well, as I said, it's a brilliant day for cooperative ventures, for communication. And with the master energy, we may find we're thinking in new ways. We may find we hear ourselves say things and think, well, where did that come from?
Is there a danger we read too much into numbers? I know we've got the Mayan prophecy that's supposed to see the end of the world coming up at the end of this month.
Yeah.
Do we try and see a little bit too much in there
sometimes? Well, I mean, the 21st of December is a very auspicious date. You know, the end of the Mayan calendar is something that's been predicted for a very long time. And we have got young people talking about, you know, the end of the world and things like that. But I very much see it as a beginning of a whole new period for mankind. I see it in a very positive light, and I think in general it helps to be very, very positive.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Jane Alton there is a numerologist. We want to know what your auspicious day is. What numbers, what date numbers stick in the mind for you?